In an internet video posted Wednesday, the deputy leader of the Al-Qaeda terrorist network called on Muslims to take revenge against Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf. The Egyptian-born Ayman al-Zawahiri said the government's raid on Lal Masjid, or Red Mosque, can only be washed away by repentance or blood. Zawahiri is thought to be hiding out in Pakistan's remote frontier tribal areas where Lal Masjid's pro-Taliban clerics had many supporters. Pakistan's State Minister of Information, Tariq Azim, says the government is bracing for a possible militant backlash.
There will be some areas, you know, like border with Afghanistan and in the frontier. They probably, we expect there will be some response.
President Musharraf ordered the raid on the Red Mosque Tuesday after talks to end a week-long crisis failed. Radical cleric Abdul Rashid Ghazi and dozens of armed militant supporters took over the mosque and held hostages, calling for strict Taliban-style Islamic law in Pakistan. Military officials say they had encountered stiffer resistance than expected, but had cleared the mosque by Wednesday and were searching for mines and booby traps. The United States praised Mr. Musharraf for what officials called a responsible decision to use force. The Bush administration considers Mr. Musharraf a strong ally in the war against terror. Pakistan sided with the United States in 2001 when it began its global war on terrorism in the wake of Al-Qaeda attacks in New York and Washington. The first military action was against Taliban leaders in Afghanistan for harboring Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.